This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. President Donald Trump is heading back to the U.S. after failing to reach a deal with North Korea's Kim Jong-un during their Vietnam summit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
As their meetings began, Kim sounded hopeful, saying he had a feeling they'd get good results. But the summit abruptly collapsed over a key issue, American sanctions on the North Korean regime.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
President Trump says a proposed agreement was ready to be signed. He chose not to.
Sometimes you have to walk.
And he did, hours earlier than planned, after the leader scrapped a scheduled lunch and signing ceremony. The president says they parted on good terms, but did not commit to another summit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen is expected to continue testifying about his work with Mr. Trump one day after publicly speaking before the House's Oversight Committee. AP's Warren Levinson has more on his testimony.
Michael Cohen told the House Oversight Committee he obeyed Donald Trump blindly for 10 years and he's sorry.
The more people that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Republicans, by and large, were having none of it. Carol Miller is a congresswoman from West Virginia.
How can we believe anything you say? The answer is we can't.
Though most Republicans attacked Cohen, almost none defended the president. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin put it this way.
Our colleagues are not upset because you lied to Congress for the president. They're upset because you stopped lying to Congress for the president.
I'm Warren Levinson.
Thursday's scheduled testimony is with the Intelligence Committee behind closed doors. Look for updates on voanews.com. Also, more on the Trump-Kim summit. This is VOA News. The top U.S. trade official said Wednesday that a deal with China is not close to being completed. The world's two biggest economies have been negotiating for months on a new agreement. Thousands of passengers are left stranded as airlines scramble to reroute flights that fly over Pakistan. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.
The country has shut its airspace following several days of violence with India over Kashmir. One passenger in Bangkok says she was recommended by an airline to postpone her ticket for a week. Thai Airways said it cancelled more than a dozen flights to and from Europe early on Thursday, but that it will reroute and resume flights later in the day after gaining permission to fly through Chinese airspace. Other airlines, including British Airways and Singapore Airlines, are also taking different paths. It comes after tit-for-tat airstrikes between India and Pakistan, the first time in history nuclear-armed powers have done so, and an aerial engagement between Pakistani and Indian fighter jets on Wednesday.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner met Tuesday with the Saudi crown prince for the first time since the October killing of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House said in a statement Wednesday the two discussed a variety of topics in Riyadh, including economic investment in the Middle East and efforts to bring peace to the region. The statement did not mention Khashoggi, whose murder has raised tensions between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. A Coast Guard officer accused of being a white supremacist who compiled a hit list of prominent Democrats has been indicted on firearms and drug charges. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Coast Guard Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan was indicted by a federal grand jury in Maryland Wednesday on drug and firearms charges. The 49-year-old Hassan, who was arrested by federal agents on February 15th, faces charges of illegal possession of firearms by a drug addict and unlawful user, illegal possession of firearm silencers, and possession of a controlled substance. Prosecutors claim Hassan had what appeared to be a hit list that included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, and four Democratic presidential hopefuls. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr said in a statement, authorities are continuing to gather evidence in the case. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday passed a bill expanding background checks to include gun shows and internet sales. The House plans to vote on a second bill Thursday to expand the time allowed to conduct a background check from just a few minutes in some cases to at least 10 days. The two bills are likely to run into resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate, which sees many of the measures as an infringement on Second Amendment rights. This is Nicole Libous, VOA News.